Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're on 657 AM, radio with the truth in his voice.
Pulapula iRadio Pulpit, ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe elimnyama. Zivulele ngokwakho iApp yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka kuDSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona nakuOpenview 607. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Tapelo ya motho yo lokileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit mushumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhagamelwane ya yona.
It's time for the markets, my family, and I suppose, you know, the conversation that we've just come out of. Mari, big shout out to Dr. Sandi Leswana. And this conversation really does, you know, it for me, more than anything else, I think I'm taking the principle that the issue of being yoked is a principle that I must carry in business and in other areas, and especially in marriage then. And so right now joining us is indeed our specialist, market specialist, small business coach. He is a solutions engineer in business. Doc, good afternoon to you, and thank you so much for giving us your time.
Good afternoon to the listeners, and yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, so I must tell you, Dr. Pella, I was talking to you the other day, I think about two days ago. I was trying to remember your birthday, and then I went onto Google, and then I started Googling you, and then I saw like your profile from years ago, and the kind of work that you've done in business. Hi, Doc, you're way too modest. No, you're way too modest. Doc, you've literally done, there's a business competition that you were part of. It's almost like the Trump thing, you know, former President Donald Trump's apprentice, something to that effect. And I'm like, Hibokanti, who is Doc Betunana? Anyway, so I just thought I would just surprise you and tell you, I know what you've done.
No, we appreciate that. We had a show, I think it was on SABC 1, which was called Make Move, which ran for, I think we ran the show for about over 5 years.
Wow.
Where we were really looking at the mentorship of entrepreneurs, and then at the later stage of the show, we had changed it, the format more to something that mirrored Dragons, the Dragon Den, and where we then would have entrepreneurs come in and pitch for a funding that we then were giving to the entrepreneurs.
Sure.
For their business ideas.
That is amazing, Doc. We've got a similar concept running right here at Pulpit. Maybe you'd be useful in that area. Who knows? But anyway, Doc, we've taken so much of your time. And let me just give you a scoop. Pella, Doc, we're talking about being unevenly yoked. I mean, yeah. Anyway, so today, what we want to explore, looking at the markets, is somewhat, you know, first of all, we're concluding on a conversation that's ongoing, in case you've just joined us at 23 after 1, my family, your time. And we are exploring industry gatekeeping. But today, very specifically, what we want to understand, you know, is what can then be done? How do we confront industry gatekeeping, and how do we break through? You know, are there any levers that are absolutely necessary and urgent for industry to start confronting? You know, what can we do, Doc, in order to break through into these industries? We mentioned a couple last week. I mean, this conversation has started looking at, you know, ethnic gatekeeping, where you've got businesses that only black people can do, that only Indians, or that only white people in South Africa are prevalent, you know, and there's no willingness to open the door for any other ethnicity in those particular spaces. We've also spoken about traditional family-owned businesses where it's a family and that's it, and there's nothing we can do as well as other businesses now that for whatever reason have been concentrated towards a particular community, whether that community is black, white, Indian, but a community nevertheless, and there's no opening up for any other kinds of diversity. What should we do, Doc?
So Aya, you know, to get the best results in anything, one needs to be very intentional about it. Mm. So we have to first be intentional about what is it that we wanting to achieve from it. It shouldn't happen by mistake. You know, it needs to be planned properly, and we need to say this is what we wanting to achieve, and this is how we want to achieve it, and this is the industry that we want to achieve it in. Understanding that once you do something with that understanding that you are deliberate in doing it, you are intentional in doing it, then you are able to achieve what you set out to do. But if we are not deliberate, we then are leaving things to chance. And we are saying, oh, if everything good happens and everything aligns, we will get to this point. And I suppose that's where the majority of the problem has been when we come into business, especially when we come into small business, especially when we come to businesses owned by Africans, and that we are not intentional enough. It's always sort of leaving everything to chance and saying, oh, well, you know, if it happens, it happens. And that's not the way we are going to achieve it. Mm. So when you look, and we are talking about on our first week on this topic, we are talking about how deliberate where you would find Jews being, how deliberate you would find Indians being in the type of business, to a point where if you go to, and Chinese to a large extent, they have also developed that, that when you go and you try to buy something and someone doesn't have it in their shop, and then you hear words that, I have it in my other shop, in my other shop on the other side. Mm. Do you want to wait a little bit? Let me go fetch it. Or go to that and that shop. That's my other shop, go buy it there. And the person is not even related to the person that owns that shop, but they've been very deliberate to say, when this person has entered my shop, they should not leave without spending money in our community. I see this not being deliberate, and I am we are not deliberate as Africans in it, not deliberate also. Christians are not deliberate in it as well, right? Where they sit and say that the money must be spent in a Christian community in order to advance the vision and the objectives of the Christian society. And that's where the problem is. Because when that it doesn't happen, where things don't happen with that intention, then you're going to have a problem. It has to be very intentional.
Sure. You know, as you say that, Doc, I realize now that thank you for the kind rebuke, because sometimes we, looking from the outside in, what we also do is we want to enter into industries where, number one, we don't have any sustainability plan, okay? So we're going to enter into a particular industry, we don't have a sustainability plan, and we as you say, you know, there's such a strong principle in business about being generous, you know, open-hearted. And when we lose generosity, like as you say, if I'm going to get into a particular industry just because I want to, well, I suppose in our context, it's great. But if I'm going to get into a particular industry just because I want to be there, you know, I want to be the difference, you know, then perhaps it's not a good enough reason to even want to break into that industry. And so thank you so much for that. Mm. Having said that, then, is that these industries, where we find gatekeeping being very strong, they are serious money-making industries. You know what I mean? So what that means is that there's a chunk of economic activity that is concentrated, can you see how it becomes a matter of concern, not just for individuals now, but for the fact that if that industry is concentrated, it means there's growth, there's innovation, there's evolution of business in that space that's not happening.
And it then goes back to the issue of being deliberate about something.
Right.
So when I started my early years of consulting in that, as a young man, I consulted in a diamond industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I was assisting diamond polishers and diamond cutters in the space of what they call the Kimberley process,
mm-hmm.
which is then the Kimberley certification was sort of the process that you needed to go with to ensure that the diamonds that you are selling or that you are producing goods from are not from blood diamond countries.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I got in that industry, I used to have over 15 clients at Diamond City in Johannesburg. At that time, where you find Maboni now, there was a building there that was called Diamond Center.
Mm.
Obviously, Joburg was very clean then. But, you know, at that stage,
mm-hmm.
I had 15 clients. And what will amaze you is that this building had about, I think it was about over 14 floors
mm.
of diamond cutters, polishers, and everything. And all the 14 clients I had there were Jewish.
Mm.
And I realized that the building itself had more than 90%
wow.
occupancy of Jewish descent, you know, and this is what being deliberate meant, and with that, it meant that they are now being consulted. Even if they did not start the industry, they would have been consulted on what happens in that industry, because they were now the voice that mattered in that industry. And in everything that you look, if you look at movies, if you look at anything, when they speak about the diamond industry, most of the time you're going to find that it is the Jewish people of Jewish descent that are dealing in diamonds and that. Now, the most surprising thing is that which diamond mine do they own in which country? Right? And the diamond mines are where? The diamond mines are in South Africa, in Botswana, in Zimbabwe, and that. But we're not in the forefront of this industry. So you need to be very deliberate when we get into industries and that, to make sure that the gatekeeping in that industry understands your culture, understands your challenges, understands your language.
Wow. You've just addressed something. This is why I absolutely appreciate and look up to you so much. Thank you. Hi, onendlebe Doc Mageve. Those who have ears, they must please hear. No, honestly, because, in fact, if we are intentional, gatekeeping will do exactly what gatekeeping is supposed to do, which is uphold industry standard and not to build walls to keep people out.
Yes. And the gatekeeping will talk to our developmental goals.
Absolutely.
So if we are not intentional, then the gatekeeping, we will find ourselves always outside that gatekeeping.
Hmm.
And I find the problem with this being very much that I find that Africans tend to be very apologetic. And also Christians tend to be very apologetic.
No, that's absolutely true.
So you want to be very apologetic because you want people's acceptance that you're a Christian and everything and those. When you look at all of other religions that the people get into those religions and get into the business within those religions, and that
they do business.
Accept.
No, they do business,
dog.
By a call,
they will they will make sure that you are forced to accept that they are what they are. A simple point to that. When you go and you go to Oriental Plaza or something in Joburg, and that Oriental Plaza at the China Mall, you have accepted that on Friday at 12 o'clock, all
shops
the Muslim shops will close down. Right?
Wow.
You've accepted that they will close down because that is the industry gatekeeping has understood what their culture and their language is. So if you go and you open a shop yourself and you are not following their religion and that, and you are in the same building, guess what? You are going to have to close down at the time that they close down, because you're not going to be able to be opened alone, because they are going to lock the building and walk away. So you are going to be fucked. So what then happens? The industry gatekeeping becomes, oh, that building belongs only to them. Meanwhile, it doesn't. So the gatekeeping understands their culture. The gatekeeping speaks their language. But that happens because they are clear of what their economic goals are, and they have made sure that you understand and you accept their gatekeeping, and you speak the language they want to speak. Now, the more you become very apologetic about it yourself, and that you then start finding yourself having to always chase obeying and observing other people's culture, language, and that when it comes to gatekeeping.
There's no other way to conclude it. There's no other way to conclude it. Intention. We must be intentional. Full stop. The end. I know. Kuvakele, Doc. Thank you so much. Family, if please get this on the podcast, especially if you are in business, you're an aspiring business person, small business, startup, entrepreneur, get this conversation, okay? It helps for us to understand the culture of doing business, nuances in the industries where we want to operate, so that we can walk in there with a determined attitude and not be soaked into, you know, the norm, etc., etc. Doc, we truly appreciate you. Thank you so much for your time. Where do we find you, Doc? Where do we disturb you and consult with you?
So the website is www.lucasmolay.com, and on X and on other platforms, and that it is at Lucas Molloy.
That is absolutely fantastic, Dr. Lucas Molloy. Absolutely appreciate you, Doc, and we'll check in next week, yeah?
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, let the conversations continue. My family, Radio Pulpit is where you are joining us at this afternoon. And it does feel like, Kushubile today, somewhat, somehow, here, there, and everywhere. Kushubile. Kushubile today. We're really, really just getting into the thick of things. Dr. Lucas Molloy, please do check in with him, 38 after 1.
Sala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihlangeniso. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.